Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Again, I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ.
好，我奉耶稣基督的名跟你们打招呼。
First of all, I apologize. I apologize because when we were in a present worship here, I sat down because I have an injury of my back.
那我先给大家道歉。那我这个腿这边呢，我需要 you need to sit down.
No,
我的腿上有一点受伤。
When we were worship, I sat down.
Oh, I see. 他说，因为刚才敬拜的时候呢，他坐下来敬拜，因为他的腿有点受伤。
Nobody, it is not our culture when you are in a church.
You have to stand.
You have to stand when it is a time of praising and worship.
Okay. 那因为在我们的文化当中呢，我们敬拜神的时候呢，我们都是站起来的。
So, I think you forgive me.
希望你原谅我。
Again, I thank God allowing us to be here today.
好，我感谢神让我们有这个机会跟大家在一起。
And especially to share the word of God with you.
特别是跟大家分享神的话语。
So we thank the leader of the church.
我们也感谢呢教会的领袖
who always believe in us to come and share the word of God.
他非常信任我们，让我们来这里分享这个神的话语。
So I thank also my senior pastor who we are here today with him.
还有我的这个是牧师呢，也跟我一起同在。
Also who believes in me and they give me this opportunity to share the word of God.
他也信任我呢，给我这个机会呢，给大家分享神的话语。
Thank you very much.
非常感谢。
How time I want to use?
How much time? Maybe like hour and a half. 多久的时间 ？Like an hour and a half.
Thank you very much. Now let us read the word of God.
好，那我们先宣讲神的话语。
The message we found in First Samuel.
好，那我们这个神的话语呢，我们今天先翻开撒母耳记上。
Chapter 1,
第一章
verse 9 to 20,
九到二十节
And also we read in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 20 to 21.
那之后我们会读撒母耳记第二章 verse 20, okay, 二十到二十节
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 20 to 21.
Okay, 还有
撒母耳记第二章的二十到二十一节。Okay, let us first read chapter 1, verse 9 to 20.
那我们先读这个撒母耳记上一章九到二十节先。
The Bible says, Once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest,was sitting on his chair by the doorposts of the Lord's house.
他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边，坐在自己位上。
In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
And she made a vow saying, Lord Almighty,If you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
许愿说，万军之耶和华呀，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷恋不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子。我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
As she kept praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth.
哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祷告，以利定睛看他的嘴。
Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk.
原来哈拿心里默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。
And said to her, How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine.
以利对他说，你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。
Not so, my lord, Hannah replied. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord.
Hannah 回答说，主啊，不是这样。我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。
Do you not take your servant for a wicked woman? I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief.
不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动，愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。
Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him."
以利说，你可以平平安安地回去，愿以色列的神允许你向他所求的。
She said, "May your servant find a favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
哈拿说，愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不再带愁容了。
Early next morning, they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her.
次日清早，他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛，到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿。
So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him."
哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
So, the title of my message today is The Benefit of Fruits of Perseverance in a Prayer.
那我今天祷就是讲到呢，主要是讲说持续的祷告的作用。
Benefit of or fruits of perseverance in a prayer.
或者说是坚持祷告的一个果子，或者说是一个结果。
The message that we read comes from a story of a man called Elkanah.
那这个讲的是哈拿的一个故事
，and his family，
还有关于他家的家人的情况。
From verse 1 to 8 we see Elkanah has two wives。
那这个从一到八节呢，这个以利拿家呢，他有两个太太。
One called Peninnah, second called Hannah。
那有一个叫哈拿，一个叫皮尼拿。
The Bible says that Hannah had children。Peninnah had children. Sorry.
那有那个皮尼拿呢？她是有孩子的。
But Hannah did not.
但是哈拿没有生孩子。
So Peninnah made fun of Hannah because the Lord kept her from having children.
那皮尼拿呢？他又嘲笑哈拿，因为呢，就是哈拿不能生孩子嘛。
So year after year.
那一年又过了一年。
It was the same.
还是这样子。
Especially when it was time to go to Shiloh to worship and give the sacrifice to the Lord.
特别是说他们要每年要去这个示罗呢，就是给耶和华献祭。
That was happened many times.
那这个已经发生过很多次了。
And it caused Hannah to cry or to wipe tears, even not to eat.
那直到就是让这个哈拿呢非常伤心，就是一直在流泪，但是还是没有成就这个事情。
So、her barrenness was a social embarrassing to her husband.
Say that again.
Her barrenness.
就是她没有办法生孩子的这个，就是这个原因呢，是一个当时是一个非常羞耻的一件事情。
And she was considering herself as a failure.
那她觉得自己很失败。
But she decided to bring her sorrow, her problem, honestly before God.
但是呢，他就是很诚实的，把他的这个问题呢带到神的面前。
So, without giving up, she went before God with a prayer.
那他没有放弃，而是说把他的需求呢带到神的面前来祷告。
So it is like us, we may face sometimes the barrenness when nothing comes. when there is something wrong in our situation.
那有的时候我们也会同样在我们的环境当中呢，我们会发现好像我们是不能生孩子的，就是 barren， 就英文叫 barren， 就是没有办法生产的。
In our work, in our service.
那可能是在我们的服事，我们的工作当中。
In our relationship.
在我们的我们的这个人际关系上。
That the barrenness of such kind may come to our lives.
那有很多很多情况，我们的生活里边都有可能使我们无法生产。
Sometimes it is difficult to pray when you feel you are ineffective.
那有的时候你没有，就是好像不生，就是好像没有就是没有办法，就是什么，就是没有产量的时候呢，你会觉得祷告好像没有用。
But as Hannah discovered, the prayer opened the way for God to work.
但是在哈南呢，这里呢，就是我们看到，就是他经过他的祷告呢，神是为他开门的。
So let us see the benefits of perseverance in a prayer.
好，那我们看一下，就是持续的祷告给我们带来的这个好处是什么
？One.
那第一
，It helps us keeping a spiritual focus.
那可以让我们呢，能够有一个就是属灵上的一个焦点，可以就焦聚在一个东西上面。
When Anna saw things are not normal.
那当她看见的事情好像不是很正常的时候
，Her heart was full of sorrow.
那她心里很痛苦。
She didn't complain to people.
她没有向人来抱怨。
But she cried to God.
但是呢，她就是向神来呼求。
Back in our home.
那在我们的家乡呢
？Sometimes when we have problems.
那有的时候呢，我们有一些问题。
We call upon on our uncles.
我们就找我们的叔叔呀。
Our aunties.
啊，我们的阿姨呀。
Our siblings.
我们的兄弟姐妹呀、
啊、But sometimes they do not give what we are asking for.
但有的时候他们我们要的他们并不能给我们。
So Hannah knew that to complain to people we never gave her anything.
那 Hannah 知道呢，如果她是向人来抱怨的话呢，她是得不到任何好处的。
And that's why she come before Lord.
所以呢，他来到神的面前。
With the honest and pray with the honest and the spiritual way.
然后就是用全新的祷告，用圣灵来祷告。
Sometimes God allows things to happen like that.
那有的时候呢，神是允许一些事情发生的。
Even pain.
特别甚至是在痛苦。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because God wants us to draw near to Him.
因为神呢，希望我们越来越靠近他。
When you are in pain,
那当你在痛苦当中
，don't give up,
不要放弃
，but look up,
而是往上看
，look up to God who is able to do anything.
往上看看那个可以做任何事情
，God who can change your situation.
那这个神是可以改变你的环境。
People may love you.
那人呢可以是爱你的
，but they may not able to change your situation.
但是呢，爱你的人不一定能够改变你的环境。
People may love you, but not change your situation.
人虽然可以爱你，但是他没有办法改变你的环境。
But God can do.
但是神可以。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today, if your situation is worse, look up him.
那如果你的环境不好呢？你往上看。
He is able.
他可以。
Even it takes time, but God is able to change your situation.
虽然有的时候时间很长，但是神呢是有能力改变你的环境。
Psalms 34 verse 18 says.
那诗篇34:18这么说。
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted.
那是神呢是靠近那伤心破碎的人。
And saves those who are crushed in a spirit.
还有那些在灵里被压伤的人。
God is see how you feel.
那神知道你的痛苦。
God is see how your heart is full of sorrow.
神知道你心里呢是蛮有痛苦。
But God loves you and He is able to change your situation.
但是神呢爱你，而且呢可以改变你的环境。
Philippians 3:12.
那个腓立比书呢第三章十二节这么说。
It is said, I press on.
那我。
I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Philippians 3 verse 12.
腓立比书三章十二节。
Philippians.
It's not the same. No, that I have already obtained this. Or I have already obtained this. Ah, okay,
okay. Yes, let's press on.
好，我们要接力的追求。
Don't be tired.
不要疲惫。
Because our Lord is able.
因为我们的神可以。
Like I said, it may take time, but God will change the situation.
那虽然有的时候是要一些时间，但是神可以来改变我们的环境。
The Bible said, "See first His kingdom."
那圣经上说呢，我们要先求他的国。
And His righteous.
还有他的义。
And all the things will be added to you.
那其他一切呢，都会加给你。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Second one is.
那第二呢？
It helps us stay strong and be courageous.
会让我们能够就是强壮，而且能够就是蛮有信心。
After Anna was mocked by her co-wives,
那当哈拿呢被另外她的这个太太呢就是被欺压的时候
，You know that Penina publicly mocked her.
那你知道这个皮尼拿呢就是好像嘲笑她
，And you know that The priest Eli told her that she was drunk.
然后这个以利也说你是不是喝醉了
？And she was told to throw away her wine.
那也跟他说你不要再喝酒了。
But Hannah kept praying even when Eli misunderstood her.
那即使以利呢，就是好像就是误会了他，可是呢，哈拿还是持续的在祷告。
She was courageous, stood up, and continued to express herself.
所以呢，她是有这个勇气，能够呢继续的来祷告的。
Even for us today, people may not understand you.
那就像今天，可能我们不能被其他人来理解。
People may not understand your faith.
可能他们不理解你的这个信仰。
But God does.
但是神知道。
Hallelujah.
感谢神。
The persistence of Hannah showed that her hope was not in people, but in the power of her prayer.
那从这个哈拿这个持续祷告的信心里边呢，我们就能看到她的盼望不是建立在人身上，而是建立在神身上。
Even for us, let us keep praying. Let us keep trusting God.
那就像我们一样，我们要继续的祷告，继续的相信神。
Even when others may misjudge us,
那即使其他人呢，就是错误的判断我们。
People may mock to us.
可能有人会嘲笑我们。
But let us keep trusting the Lord.
让我们继续的来信靠神。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13.
那以弗啊不是腓立比书不是 Ephesians 以弗所书六章十三节。
It's written that therefore put on the full of armor of God.
就是所以呢，我们要穿上神的全部军装。
So that when the days of evil comes.
那好，在磨难的日子呢。
You may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand.
就可以抵挡仇敌，并且成就这一切，还能站立得住。
So brethren, be strong.
所以呢，弟兄们，我们要坚强。
Be courageous.
我们要蛮有这个
信心。What you are facing today does not mean we always be there.
那我们今天所面对的，不代表说我们要一直面对。
There will be a time when we are going to seek those problems and we never found them.
那有肯定是有一个时间呢，我们就不再需要面对这些东西。
Let us continue praying and believe in God.
那我们继续的来祷告，继续的信靠神。
The third one is.
那第三个好处是什么呢？
The benefit of perseverance in prayer can turn sorrow into joy or peace.
那就是持续祷告的这个结果呢，就是可以把这个悲伤变为喜乐。
After praying.
那祷告完以后呢
？Hannah was no longer sad.
那哈拿就不再难过了。
That means true prayer brings peace before the answer comes.
那意思就是说呢，真正的祷告呢是可以带来平安的。
And we read that after God blessed her with a son.
那 之后，刚才我们读了，神呢就祝福哈拿，他就生了一个儿子。
After long time with barrenness, God remembered her and gave her a son.
那这么久呢，她都没有办法怀孕，可是神呢纪念她，给了她一个儿子。
That is a proof that God never forgets His faithful ones.
那这个就是可以看到呢，神呢永远不会离弃那个有信心的人。
Even when it seems delayed, God's timing is perfect.
那即使我们觉得好像有的时候都这个来得很迟，但是呢，神的时间呢永远不会出错。
Psalms 30 verse 5 says.
那这个诗篇三十章第五节这么说。
Weeping may endure for a night.
那睡一宿睡啊虽有哭泣。
But joy comes in the morning.
早晨必要欢呼。
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, I love this verse. Weeping may endure for a night.
那我真的很喜欢这个经文。一宿虽有哭泣。
But joy comes in the morning.
但是早晨必要欢呼。
Yes, it is sad when you are in a sorrow.
那确实是你在一个问题中，可能你很痛苦。
It is hurting when you have the problems.
那你有问题的时候，确实这个环境很困难。
It is hurting when you are facing trials or temptations.
那你就是在面对挑战的时候呢，是很痛苦。
But when God remember you,
但是神会纪念你。
You forget that there is a time to have a sorrow or trials.
所以一下你这一宿的这个伤痛呢，你就会忘记。
So if you cry today, tomorrow, maybe God will bring you joy.
那如果你今天哭泣，也许你明天神就把喜乐带给了。
That's why the Bible says, if you have a problem, if you have anxiety, let God only know what you are facing today.
那就圣经上说呢，当你就是有这个焦虑的时候，告诉神你面对的是什么。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says.
那这个彼得前书五章七节是这么说的。
Cast your anxiety on him.
那把你的焦虑呢交给他。
Because he cares for you.
因为他爱你。
Do you understand this?
明白吗？
Cast your anxiety on him, on the Lord.
把你的这个焦虑呢交给他。
Because he cares for you.
因为他顾念你。
I discovered that, for example, who are married.
特别是那些结了婚的人。
My wife may not care enough about me.
那我的太太呢？也许就是不够那么多的关心我。
And me also, I may not take care very well for her.
那我也是一样的，可能有些我没有办法那样子的关心到他。
So, why today we are facing many divorce situation?
所以为什么我们今天有这么多离婚呢？
Because one another not take care about how are you?
因为我们彼此都不能够就是关心对方。
But for sure we know who can take care of us very well.
但是我们知道谁可以来真正的看顾我们。
The Lord Almighty.
就是我们全能的神。
He only who can take care about us.
他是唯一一个可以能够看顾我们的。
That's why Peter says, cast your anxiety on him.
所以呢，彼得说呢，我们要把我们的焦虑卸给神。
Not to your husband, even before you are married.
那即使你结婚了，也不要交给你的太
先生。Not your siblings.
也不是你的弟兄姐妹。
No, you are friends.
也不是你的朋友。
Because people, we have some limitations.
因为人呢是有限的。
There are times where we are not able to do anything to your problem or situation.
那有的时候我们没有办法就是做对你的环境。
But truly, no God is able to do anything. He is able to create. He is able to found the way.
但是神呢，他是可以的，他是可以创造，他是可以给你开一条路。
Let's trust him.
让我们相信他，信靠他。
The fourth one.
好，第四个。
It releases the power of God when you make a promise and you keep it.
那当你向神许愿呢，然后呢，你就是还愿的时候呢，神呢就会把这个神的能力给你赐下。
Hannah made a vow.
那这个哈拿呢，他是向神许了个愿。
And she said that, if God will give me a son,
他就跟 神说，神啊，如果你给我一个儿子，
I will dedicate to him.
那我呢就把他献给你。
And God answered her prayer.
那神呢就回应了他的祷告。
As we read, God gave her a son.
那所以呢，神呢就给了他一个儿子。
And she called and she named Samuel.
那就给他起名叫撒母耳。
Samuel means that because I asked him to the Lord.
那撒母耳的名字的意思就是说呢，我是为他求了神。
That means Hannah kept her word and gave Samuel to the Lord.
那这个是哈拿呢，她也还愿了，她把这个撒母耳呢献给了神。
And for us, when we make a promise to God,
那当我们向神许了个愿
，Let's keep those promise and faithful.
那我们呢，就是我们要还我们的愿。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 4,
在这个这个
Ecclesiastes
传道书
五章四节
chapter 5 verse 4,
五章四节
it said when you make a vow to God,
那当你向神就是许愿的时候呢
do not delay in fulfilling it,
要偿还不可延迟。
Mm-hmm. And also, James 5 verse 16.
那这个雅各书五章十六节
Bible says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
那他这里讲到呢，就是说这个义人的祷告呢是大有能力的。
Hannah was a faithful woman.
那哈拿呢是一个就是一个忠心的妇人。
And she knew that when she kept the promise, God will answer her prayer.
那她知道呢，当她向神许愿的时候，神一定会还，一定会应许。
And God is waiting for us to say something which will touch His heart.
那神呢，也在等我们能够向他说一些话呢，是可以触摸到他的心的。
At that time, God wanted someone who will replace Eli.
Well, what?
At that time, God wanted someone who will replace the priest Eli.
Okay, 那当时呢，这个神呢是希望有人可以接这个以利的手，就是这个祭司的手。
So when Hannah said that when God will give a son and you will dedicate it to God, God automatically understand that this son will replace Eli to lead his people.
那当就是哈拿祷告说，我愿意把我的儿子呢献给神的时候呢，神就知道哦，这个孩子就是可以接以利的这个人。
Sometimes God wants our prayer to be in a way of His will.
那有的时候神是希望我们的祷告呢是跟他的旨意呢，或者是是可以对齐的。
When you pray according to the will of God, automatically God will answer.
那当我们按着神的旨意祷告呢，神自然他就会。
The power of God will manifest and you will see it.
那这个神的大能呢就会临到，然后你就可以得到这个应许。
The last one, the fifth one.
好，那第五个好处是什么呢
？It helps to move glory to glory.
它能让我们荣耀到荣耀。
Let us read First Samuel chapter 2, verse 20 and 21.
好，那我们再回到这个撒母耳记，但是我们读第二章二十到二十一节。
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 20 to 21.
好，撒母耳记上第二章二十到二十一节。
Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife, saying, May the Lord give you children by this woman to take praise of the one she prayed for and gave to the Lord. Then they would go home. And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord.
好，这一讲以利呢，为以利以利迦拿和他的妻祝福说，愿耶和华由这妇人再赐给你后裔，代替你从耶和华求来的孩子。他们就回本乡去了。耶和华眷顾 眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子两个女儿，那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
From glory to glory for Hannah is just to have one son Samuel.
那从荣耀再到荣耀，对于这个哈拿来讲，她不仅仅是只是有一个儿子。
But God honored her and gave her other children.
那神又给了她好几个孩子。
The Bible says that three sons and two daughters.
三个儿子，两个女儿。
In total, how many children?
那总共她生了几个呀？
Six.
六个。
From the barrenness for a long time, but six children.
那你看，从没有完全不能生孩子到六个孩子。
And we never hear about Peninnah's children.
那我们就没有听到任何关于皮尼拿的孩子了。
But here we see Samuel was used by Almighty God. Yeah, Samuel was used by Almighty God.
好，那这个撒母耳呢就被神就是大大的使用。
And God gave Hannah five children in addition of Samuel. That's why I was asking that was six children.
那神呢就额外的又给了哈拿五个孩子，那就总共他生了六个孩子。
That is glory to glory that was talking about.
那这就是我刚才讲的，从荣耀到荣耀。
Let me tell you.
那我告诉你。
If you truly believe in God.
那如果你真的信靠神。
Don't worry about your station today.
不要担心你今天的这个状况。
Because when you honor God, when you believe in God, when you trust God.
因为当你信靠神，当你相信他的时候。
God is capable to do anything that will make you to forget the sorrow that you had in the past.
神呢会能够成就这一切，以至于你都忘记过去的这种痛苦。
God often blesses us in a way we do not expect.
神呢常常呢就是在我们不知道，就是我们没有想到的方面呢，就能够祝福到我们。
Hannah in her prayer was asking one child only.
那哈拿呢，她只是祷告要一个孩子。
But because God in her almighty in His almighty in His power.She gave her six children.
但是呢，神的大能，神的荣耀之中呢，神给了他六个孩子。
Anna never expected to have such children at her age.
那是当时哈拿并没有觉得他这个年纪了还可以生这么多孩子。
For Lord, it is not a matter of age.
那在神那里呢，并不是关乎年纪。
Don't questioning God about time.
也不要就是疑问神的时间表。
His blessings may not be immediate when we are praying.
那我们祷告的时候，也许他的祝福不会马上的临到。
But for sure, the blessings of God will come.
但是呢，一定神的祝福是一定会临到的。
If we remain faithful to Him,
那如果我们就是能够信靠他，
He is able to do anything to us.
他能够为我们成就一切。
As I finish.
结束之前
Hannah's story reminds us that God never forgets His children.
那这个 Hannah 的故事呢，让我们看到呢，神呢是永远都不会忘记我们的孩子。
When people are laughing at to us,
那当就是我们的朋友嘲笑我们的时候
，God is listening.
神呢，他在听。
When people are mocking to us,
那当有人嘲笑我们
，God remember us.
那神呢纪念我们。
You may pray for something today.
那今天也许你在为一些事情在祷告。
For example, you are asking God to heal you if you are sick.
比如说你生病，你在求神医治。
You may pray so that you may have a success in your business, your life.
那你可能在祷告你的这个生意，你的生活上你可以成功。
Maybe you lack a peace in your heart.
或者说祷告心中的平安。
You maybe you want a breakthrough for your situation.
可能你希望你的这个环境呢能够结果子。
Like Hannah did, pour out your heart to God.
那就像 Hannah 一样，把你的心向神敞开。
Because when God will remember you, your story will be changed.
那当神纪念你的时候呢，你的这个故事呢就要被改写。
So what can you do?
那我们可以吗
？Pray persistently.
能不能持续的祷告呢
？Never stop talking to God about your needs.
不要停止向神讲关于你的需要。
Don't compare yourself with others. You are unique.
不要跟你旁边的人做比较，因为你是独特的。
God has a plan for your life.
那神在你生命呢有一个计划。
And have a faith because faith can change your situation.
那要有信心，因为信心呢可以改变你的。
As we saw, prayer is a key of a breakthrough.
那刚才我们可以看到呢，这个祷告呢是一个钥匙，可以能够就是能够有一个突破。
Wait patiently when you are praying.
那你祷告的时候呢，要耐心的等候。
The God may answer, the answer of God may delay, but for sure, God will never deny your prayer.
那有的时候，也许神不会马上的答应，但是神呢，你要相信神呢，不会就是拒绝你。
And be thankful and faithful.
那我们要就是有感恩的心。
For sure, God will bless you.
那神呢会一定会来祝福我们。
I wish someone here that God may remember him. Amen.
好，那我们希望神能够纪念我们。
Let us pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Our heavenly Father.
好，我们天上的父。
We thank you very much for this morning.
我们为今天早上来感谢你。
As we saw, you are faithful God.
我们看到神啊，你是信实的。
The way you remembered the Hannah.
主啊，你如何纪念哈拿
？And gave her Samuel and other kids.
你给了他撒母耳，并且其他的孩子。
We are asking, humbling ourselves so that you may remember us today.
主啊，我们也谦卑的在你面前，也愿你纪念我们。
Because we believe you can change our sorrow into joy.
主啊，因为我们相信你能把我们的忧伤变为喜乐。
We believe you can change our problems in a peace that we lack nowadays.
我们相信你能可以把我们的环境能够改变，使我们有平安。
We believe you take care about us more than anyone.
主啊，我们相信你会来看顾我们。
Thank you, Lord, because you are on our side.
感谢神，神啊，因为你是与我们同在的。
And when you are on our side, nothing will never happen to us.
当你与我们同在的时候，没有什么东西能够来抵挡我们。
Thank you, because you understand our prayer.
主啊，感谢你，因为你纪念我们的祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
好，神感谢。
Thank you. 谢谢谢谢。但我想先看看啊 ，Pastor Bian, you have anything to share?
Sabian.
Pastor
Bian. That's a good
thing.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
好，感谢神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Greet you again, you all of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
好，奉耶稣基督的名，再次跟你们打招呼。
Again, it has been a pleasure to come to see you.
好，那来到这里呢，很荣幸。
As you always say, when we call us to come, we are very happy.
那就像我讲了，就是每次让我们来的时候呢，我们都非常开心。
And we never say no.
那我们也不会拒绝。
Because we love you, because also you love us.
因为呢，我们爱你，而且你们也爱我们。
We are on the same journey to heaven.
那我们呢，是一起要走这个天堂的路的。
The church has sent the greetings.
那我们的教会呢，也把他们的祝福带给你们。
And receive them.
就哈，我们也来领受。
And I was really blessed also for.By the message.
那这个刚才 Fabian 说的这个信息呢，很。
When we are Christians.
那当我们是基督徒的时候。
Sometimes we don't go always on good way roads or we have mountains, we have problems.
那我们成为基督徒以后呢，我们的路不是一直是平坦的。那我们有的时候有高山。
Those problems are not there to kill us.
那我会遇到问题，那这些问题不是来摧毁我们的。
God wants us to grow our faith.
而是让我们能够增长我们的信心。
But when we are facing tests,
那当我们遇到这种就是挑战的时候
，the devil comes and says, "You see, God doesn't love you."
啊哈，那仇敌就来说，你看神就不爱你吧。
How can you go through those problems while God loves you?
那他就说，哎，为什么你能够神如果不爱你
？But we need to stand.
不爱你的话，你怎么能够这样子呢？所以我们要站立。
And to resist the enemy.
那我们要抵挡魔鬼。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
You know, sometimes you may even go through a situation when you don't see the way out.
那有的时候我们会经过这个一个挑战，我们都看不见神的这个旨意。
But we need to trust God.
但是我们要信靠神。
Because the Bible says He will never let us down.
因为圣经上说呢，他不会使我们失去盼望。
Remember when Moses with the Israelites were before the Red Sea?
那你想到摩西呢，跟以色列人呢，在这个红海前面。
There was no way.
没有道路。
You remember that?
你记得吗？
No way at all.
完全没有路可以走。
And people were crying.
那这个百姓就在呼求。
Saying to Moses, why did you bring us here?
就跟摩西说，你为什么把我带到这里来呀？
In Egypt, there were graves.
那我们在这个埃及还有东西吃。
We better die in Egypt.
埃及还有坟墓，我们可以在埃及死啊。
And Moses cried to God.
那这个摩西就向神求。
Do you see these chariots behind us?
啊，他就说，你有没有看到你的百�性啊？
Because Egyptians were coming running after them.
因为当时埃及人在追杀他们。Ahead
of them, there was a sea.
那在他们前面呢，有红海。
On the side, there was a sand, mountains of sand. They were no way.
那旁边呢就是山，然后呢就是根本没有路可以走。
But what did God say?
那但是神做了什么？
He said, "Why are you crying?"
神说，你哭什么呀？
Continue go.
继续走啊。
If I was Moses,
如果我是摩西的话，
I would ask.
我就会问了。
Where? Continue where?
从哪走啊？去哪呀？
In the sea?
走到海里吗？
But Moses trusted God.
但是呢，摩西信靠神。
Because.
因为。
Where there is no way.
那当没有路的时候。
God can make a way.
神就可以开一条路出来。感谢神。所以摩西信靠神，他就继续的往前走。Sometimes
God tells you continue.
那有的时候神跟你说继续。
Even if you don't see the way.
那即使你看不见路。
Don't ask where.
你不要问在哪里。
Just continue.
你就继续就好了。
God knows that there is a way.
那神知道到那边的时候就有路了。
Because he said, what do you have in your hand?
那他摩西说你神说你手里有什么？
Just a stick.
一根棍子啊。
He said, lift your stick.
神说那你把这棍子举起来。
When he did it.
然后当他这样做的时候。
What happened?
发生了什么？
There was a way.
那就一条路。
So God see a way where I don't see.
那神是可以有一条路的，我们虽然看不见。
When he says God, we need to trust.
那我们需要信靠他。
We need to have faith in God.
我们需要有信心。
And continue ahead.
然后继续的走下去。
Even if you don't see the way,
即使你看不到前面有道路,
God has a way.
但是神有道路。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
So we are tested to see whether we have faith.
那所以呢，我们的信心是在被试炼当中。
And sometimes you need to count what God has done.
有的时候我们需要数算神的恩典。
You count when you are facing a mountain.
你要数算，当你看到一个高山的时候。
Remember what God has already done in your life.
你要想想神在你生命中已经成就了。
Count the blessings.
数算你的恩典。
That is what David did also.
那这也是大卫所做的。
When he went to Saul before Goliath.
那当他就是能够去打这个巨人哥利亚的时候。
He counted the blessings. Saul said, "You know, you are still young."
那这个扫罗说你还是个孩子。
You cannot fight with that giant.
你没有办法跟那个巨人哥利亚打的。
What did David say?
那大卫说什么呀？
No, 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 don't despise me.
他说你不要小看我了。
God has done a lot in my life.
那神在我的生命里做了很多事。
When I was in the bush, shepherding the sheep.
当我就是牧羊的时候。
A bear came.
那个熊来了。
He took up the lamb.
然后抓了一只羊。
I jumped.
那我
I caught it.
那我就抓了。
I removed the lamb in the mouth.
我就把这个羊呢救出来。
And when he came to kill me, I tore it.
那狮子来，我就把它撕裂。
Another day.
那另外一天呢？
A lion came.
这个狮子来了。
The same way.
也是一样的。
In the name of God.
那奉耶稣的名。
I jumped and I killed.
那我就跳上去，然后把这个羊，这个狮子也杀了。
And he said, what very important.
他说了一个很重要的事情。
Said, the Lord who has delivered me.
还说呢，这个使我得救的神。
From the mouth of those fierce animals.
从那个就是这种可怕的动物中呢，把我救出来。
Will also deliver me.
那神呢也会同样的。
In the hands of this Philistine.
那从这个非利士巨人中把我救出来。
Counting what God has done in your life.
要数算神在你生命做的事情。
He has done a lot.
他已经做了很多了。
He will also do more. He will even remove the mountains you have. He will never deceive you. He will never let you down. What we need to have is faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have to stand up. Never give up. You are a good student. Whatever we say, you do it. So God bless you so much. With this message of having faith, perseverance, we need to continue. God is with you. God will continue being with you. Even we go in heaven. The enemy is defeated. Don't be afraid of the enemy. He doesn't have any power on you.
So
God bless you. Keep up. Fight a good fight.
Thank you so much.
I want to translate.
Mr. Lord,
that was in English.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Nice to meet you.
I'm very happy today. To come again in this place. We have come here with Pastor many times. You are already our people. We are one.
I
will know that you love God. God bless you. I'm also happy about the word of God we have heard today. When a righteous person believes in God, he has the favor of God. We need to continue praying without considering what is discouraging us. You see, Hannah has received a good answer from God. The God that we trust is very powerful. He makes a way where there is no way. We've had an example about Moses. God told him, continue without seeing any way. We also remember Daniel in the den of lions. We also remember the little kid David before a giant Goliath. We saw John in the Isle of Patmos when he was dropped in oil.
在那个帕摩斯呢，这个约翰呢，被就是浸到这个热油里面。 We
have a powerful God.
那我们是有一个这个有能力的神跟我们同在。Amen.
Even in heaven, He will take us there.
那在天堂，他也会接受我们。
God bless you.